Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of my message today is What to Say When God Says No. What to say when God says no. I want to continue to discuss how your thoughts and your words can determine your divine destiny today. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4 and 23, guard your heart more than anything else because the source of your life flows from it. Now, when the Bible speaks of the heart there, it's talking about your intellect. It's talking about your emotions. It's talking about your will. Folks, the thoughts that you accept and speak will ultimately affect your destiny. Now, listen to what the Bible says. It's a very serious verse. In Proverbs 18 and 21, it says, death and life are in the power of your tongue, and you will eat the fruit thereof. Now, I need to say this to you, folks, because God is for everyone. God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The Bible says that the gifts of God are without repentance. In other words, God gives gifts to all people because everybody has been given a purpose and a plan for their lives. Even those who may never accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, they have a gift. God has given them something to do. And God will not take it back. But they will go to judgment and they will have to give an account to God. How many of you know what I'm saying is true? Just look at the entertainment industry. Look at how many of the great singers of the world started in the church. But the money out there was just a little bit too much. And they changed. And they began singing for the world. God didn't take away their voice. Now, some of us would have. We would have just yanked it and said, hey, I gave you that for me. Now try to sing, Froggy. I mean, you know. We're not God. Thank God we're not. We would end a lot of careers, you know, up, whoop, down. But God is not like that. But let me say something to you. This is a very sobering thing I'm about to tell you. Regardless of the gifts God endows for success, graveyards are filled with great men and women who spoke death upon their own divine potential because of their thoughts and their words. Some people only became famous after death when their negative thoughts and their own voice became silent. You would be surprised if I gave you a list of the people. I'm just going to give you two people. Vincent van Gogh is considered the greatest Dutch painter after Rembrandt. Although he remained poor and virtually unknown throughout his entire life, he struggled with thoughts of rejection, failure, and suicide. Van Gogh took his own life at age 37. Let me give you someone else. Before she died, only 7 of Emily Dickinson's poems were published publicly. It is speculated that she wrote over 1,800 poems, most of which she wanted to keep hidden and away from the public's eye because of self-doubt. Despite her desire to keep her poetry as her own and wishing for her sister to burn them after her death, Lavinia and 2 friends published her work. The first edition of poems was published in 1893. The New York Times claimed Emily Dickinson would soon be known among the immortals of English-speaking poets. Dickinson is taught in literature and poetry classes from middle school to college. An 8-cent stamp in honor of Dickinson was issued by the United States Postal Service on August the 28th, 1971. When Van Gogh and Dickinson died, their divine potential was released and unhindered by their negative thoughts and their words. Now, this is powerful, what I'm telling you today. Do not think that God has not given you something. It's important for you to understand, folks, that God does not want the gifts that He's given you, the passions that He's given you, the power that He's given you to accomplish something successfully, to return into eternity without you accomplishing the mission you were sent to accomplish here. There is a saying here that I think it was Henry Thoreau mentioned. He said, "Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, because it becomes your destiny." We have to remember that it starts with a thought. Don't allow any thought to reign in your life over what the Word of God says about you. You are God's chosen child. He sent you here with purpose to accomplish something that is great in your life. And can I say something to you? God sees the future. He knows all the opposition that you are going to come against. And yet, He sent you. And He sent you here today to encourage you, to let you know there are great things that He has for you to accomplish. If you believe that, give God some praise. Amen. Now, let me tell you some good news if you will embrace it. It is the will of God for you to succeed. In 3 John and 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Satan is so crafty, folks. So crafty. Because even in the Christian faith, there are those who try to dull down what the Scripture says by saying that those who believe the Word of God in true faith are fanatics. I guess Jesus was a fanatic when He said to speak to the mountain, and whatever you say, if you believe it, it will come to pass. It is important for us to side on the Word of God, not a denomination, not a group of people who try to figure things out in their human reason. Just because you've never seen a miracle, it doesn't mean they don't happen. They happen every day somewhere. For years, I prayed as a young boy, "Lord, show me a miracle, show me a miracle." I wasn't seeing any miracles at church. We had salvation, we had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we had joy and praising God. I never saw a miracle. I said, "Lord, where are the miracles?" It took me to my young adulthood to go to a place and see miracles being done. And the Holy Spirit said in my ear, "There are the miracles. There are the miracles. You will only see miracles where people believe miracles will happen." And I said, "Oh, I wish I had known that. I would have come here a long time ago." Folks, God is a God of miracles. There is nothing that He cannot do, and there's nothing that He will not do according to His will and plan for your life. Now, let me say something I just said before. Before you were born, God assigned you with divine potential and a purpose in life. Now, I'm going to begin to give you a whole bunch of scriptures because I want you to know this message is not from me. Well, you look at your neighbor and say, the message we're listening to is chock full of verses from the Bible because it's God's message to us today. The pastor is using God's word. Now, I love exhorters. I love exhorters who will pick one verse out of the Bible and preach for hours from it. I love it. We're all encouraged by it. Don't you love an exhorter? But often you forget what they said when you leave the church. I'm not talking about you, exhorter, please. I have to speak personally. Sometimes I forget. I leave the church, and like so many, even when I was growing up, we were saying, didn't we have a good time at church? What did he preach about? I don't know. But we had a good time. And of course, that's what church is about, having a good time. No, the word of God tells us that we're to learn, study God's word, know what the word of God is saying. So I'm going to give you some verses to confirm what the Lord is saying to us today. Now, I just told you that before you were born, God assigned you with divine potential and a purpose. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart for my holy purpose. I appointed you. Look at the person next to you and say, you were appointed by God. Oh, my. Yeah, you were appointed by God. Listen, that appointment begins, or at least it begins for us when we establish a covenant relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 24, it says, come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people. Jesus Christ's sacrifice and his death and resurrection is what entitles us to become children of God with a divine inheritance of blessing. In John chapter 1 and 12, it says, all who believe Christ and accept him, he gave the right to become the children of God. In Romans 8 and 17, it says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Ephesians 1 and 11 says, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. So you say, what plan? God has a plan for you. Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future filled with hope.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, I need to give you some information this morning. Your greatest ambition in life cannot compare to what God has in store for you. You need to repeat that to somebody because maybe they're going to be surprised when you tell them this. But look at your neighbor next to you and say, your greatest ambition in life cannot compare to what God has in store for you. Listen to what the Bible says in Ephesians 3 and 20. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine according to the power that works within us. You were created to experience what would be impossible for others to accomplish. In Matthew chapter 19 and 26, Jesus said, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. God the Holy Spirit is empowering you with favor and success. Just receive it, but you must first believe it. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, if you believe it, you'll see the glory and the power of God manifested in your life. You've got to believe it, folks. You cannot idly stand by when you see the word of God and wonder, is he talking about you? You're reading it. You're here today. He brought you here to talk to you about your life, about your thought life, about your words, about your destiny. Because God has great things in store for you. Things that other people really can't even accomplish. Have you ever been in a meeting? Have you ever been somewhere and you didn't know what you were going to say? And all of a sudden it came out of your mouth and it sounded so good that you listened to yourself and said, whoa, that was pretty good. And someone says, can you say that again? And you say, no, I don't even know what I said. Some of you try to say it again. Listen, do yourself a favor and say, no, I can't say it. Because the second time you may look a little strange. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2 and 3, for God is working in you. He's given you the desire and the power to fulfill his purpose. Now, God gave to Joshua and to each of us an important key to fulfilling our purpose with success. In Joshua 1 and 8, it says, study this book of instruction continually. How many of you read your Bible every day? Don't put your hand up. It goes on to say, meditate on it day and night. How many of you read it day and night? Don't put your hand up. So you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you make your way prosperous. We're still waiting for God to make us prosperous. God says, read my word, speak it, make your own way prosperous. Start saying what I'm saying. Stop saying what the devil's feeding in your brain to say. Say what I'm saying. Believe what the word of God says. Then you will make your way prosperous and succeed in all that you do. That word meditate in the original language actually means to imagine it, to speak it, and to talk to it. One of the keys to reaching your divine potential is studying and speaking God's word over every situation. Many of you are waiting for God to change something that he is waiting for you to change. You're saying, what you're talking about? God gives us his word to speak over our situations, folks. Jesus said, speak to the mountain of difficulty. Tell it to move. That's found in Matthew chapter 11. And it will move. Jesus said, if you believe what you speak, it will come to pass. Now, the devil takes advantage of a mind empty of God's word. That's why God wants you to fill your mind with his word. Because this will cause you to walk in wisdom and authority. The Bible says that we have power over the devil by taking authority over our thought life. Now listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. They're not earthly. But they are still mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Putting an end to reasoning and every high thing which lifts up against the knowledge of God's word. And causing every thought to come under the authority of Christ. You have that power in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 and 19, I have given you authority over all of the power of the enemy. Now we need to repeat that to the person next to us. So look at the person next to you and said, Jesus said, if you are my follower, I have given you authority over all of the power of the enemy. So what are you afraid of? Folks, it's time to get rid of your stinking thinking. The negative thoughts that just keep coming back. It's time for you to speak to those evil spirits of the mind to go in the name of Jesus Christ. You have the power to do it. In Mark 16 and 17, it says, these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. They will use the power and the authority of my name to cast out evil spirits. It's important that you read the word of God, that you pray every day. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 16 says, every scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for convincing, for correcting of error, and for instruction in righteousness or right doing. And now listen to what Jesus says when we use the word, when we allow the word to saturate our lives. John 15 and 7, Jesus said, he says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Folks, it's time to stop allowing the devil to plant negative thoughts in your mind. Many of these thoughts are actually words from your past that were never broken. We repeat the toxic talk that we heard other people speak to us. It becomes a never-ending cycle. And we don't even understand sometimes where it came from. For example, I just can't seem to get ahead. No matter how hard I try, it still won't make a difference. Have you ever heard yourself? Well, I heard yourself say, well, I just can't remember anything. I'm always losing things. No one really cares about me around here. Some people even have the boldness, and the boldness, I'll be kind, to say, I wish I could die over this. Listen, any one of those words can be deadly to your life. The devil is trying to build a stronghold in your mind to prevent you from accomplishing God's divine purpose for you.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of the message today is What to Say When God Says No, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to pray with you. You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help.
We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.